are now into the fourth and final hour of this Tuesday, 9th day of September, 2008 edition. Coming up, we're going to talk to Greg Pound, who had his children kidnapped by the Eugenics Services, Child Pervert Services, the CPS, who lawlessly have kidnapped over a million children a year. Recap his story, amazing story, and some new developments. The next 30 minutes, I want to cover some of the news we've been going over and I haven't gotten to yet, and continue with your phone calls, Alex, Richard, Helen, John, and many others. For those that are just now watching live on PrisonPlanet.tv and over the web, we were just talking, we had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, on. He said he believes the Freddie and Fannie bailout may actually make the whole government insolvent in the Treasury. And then when I was talking to Joe in Philly, who is a regulator, out-of-work regulator, haven't been any need for those the last few years, who was talking about exactly why all this happened. Joe, finishing up, where do you see this going, A, and B, what do other regulators you talk to, what are they saying about this? Because, you know, Dr. Roberts herself, the mainstream news admits this is all a Ponzi scheme with bundling all these junk securities and then selling the fraud to other people and then selling it back to themselves and then leveraging it over and over again and just Ponzi scheme inside of Ponzi scheme.
Okay, so here's what the bottom line is. It was always implied in the international markets that Fannie and Freddie were implicitly guaranteed by the government. Had the bonds gone into default, these are international contracts, the bonds are international contracts, then it would compromise the very nature of selling any bonds from the U.S. In other words, it would have brought down the whole system because nobody would have believed in the value of the bonds.
Yeah, so we're talking about being on the verge every month now with some new crisis of a total depression.
It's a double-edged sword. They had to imply, well, that they did imply, and in fact they did make the guarantee this weekend by taking over the guarantee of that debt, which is roughly $5 trillion. Now keep in mind that the government doesn't own the debt. The bondholders own the debt, but the government is now is making the guarantee on that debt.
It's like an FDIC $100,000 guarantee, but more. They're saying we're going to back that up.
That's right. They're backing up $5 trillion more of it. So basically, Fannie and Freddie bonds.
And the whole economy is a couple trillion a year, but go ahead.
That's correct. So basically, they've just taken on $5 trillion more worth of guarantees on bonds, which does, in fact, compromise the treasuries. Because now you're talking about the treasury market as well as the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac aggregate bond issuance.
So where do you see this going?
Well, I pretty much take Dr. Roberts' point of view as well as your point of view that they can only prop up the Ponzi scheme so long.
Now, what happens to all the bankers and the shareholders and the establishment people who bought railroads and land and resorts and gold mines and chateaus with this? I mean, what happens to them? Because, you know, they knew what they were doing the whole time. And I believe they've engineered this for a global collapse. Then they'll pose as the saviors again and bring us into an even bigger Ponzi scheme with global carbon taxes, as they've said. Or as a regulator, do you think they just had hubris and got greedy?
They had hubris and got greedy.
Which is even scarier.
I don't think they actually thought that the whole system would come down as fast as it would.
So this is a replay of what we saw with one brokerage firm in 99, just 100 times bigger?
Oh, this is huge. This is huge because when you look at the trade deficits, and Dr. Roberts has gotten into this before, we don't have an ability to shrink or to pay off that deficit, let alone our own public debt.
You know what? I'm going to skip this break because I want to get to all the other callers, and we have a guest coming up. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com stream listeners, we'll continue. For everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us, and stay there, Joe.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Fascinating call with a Joe regulator. And he was talking about feudalism and a little behind-the-scenes segment, fascism to feudalism, and how they're blinded by the hubris. They may be intelligent, they may have their program running, but they're not seeing just how serious it is, what they're creating. Finish up your point on that.
Well, I mean, I think even people with, a couple million dollars in the bank think that they're somehow, that they're going to escape reality. That is, until everything comes crashing down, and then they're going to be as impoverished as everybody else.
What's scary is I can have the head of the New York Business School on, I can have Joseph Stiglitz on, Nobel Prize winner, I can have Dr. Roberts on, I can have economists, historians, economic historians, and they say they've never seen something this bad coming, and no one sees any way out of it, except, I think, World War III, which is even worse, and you've got the government running around saying we have super weapons, we're invincible, and we're seeing a pathology we witnessed before.
Well, I agree with that analysis, is that to divert the ignorant populace from the economic realities, they're going to create wars, more wars.
What do other regulators and people that are in the economic structure, studying it, looking at it, watching it, trying to control it, what are they saying? I mean, do they see what's happening, or are they drinking Kool-Aid?
Well, you have to realize that these people make You know, I was one of the few people who spoke out against it from the beginning, and as a result, I've been harassed for 15 years. But I think that, they're willing to toe the line because they, they get to put their food on the table. So they toe the line, and that's part of the whole corruption within the whole system.
Well, I mean, they're still delusionally on most of the financial news saying the worst is over. They've been saying that for a year.
Well, that's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're talking about Fannie and Freddie just going into receivership. I mean, these are the two these are two of the largest financial institutions in the world with the debt that they've issued. So how anyone could say that we're not in a recession, how anyone can say that that everything is fine and dandy is delusional. In fact, I think they're beyond delusional. I think they're demented.
Well, I agree with you, but then you look at, say, cross-species, gene-spliced. They change one gene that makes a tomato taste better or last longer. It randomly changes thousands of others, always creates new amino acids that are horribly toxic to us. They know that's happening. They don't care. They put it on the table. They know
that's correct, because in their mind of hubris, they believe that they're playing the role of God.
And when you study elites, they always start thinking they're God. I don't understand this.
I mean, you know, it's certainly Hitler was insane. I think anyone who would study Hitler would think that he is insane. And I would certainly say that the elites of the United States of America today, or really what I would consider the Anglo-American Empire, these people are insane.
No, they really are insane. I mean, they scientifically know what they're doing, but it's crazy. It's like, okay, you know how to do this, but why are you, I mean, launching sneak attacks on Russia and then being so arrogant as to tell the public Russia did it? I mean, there's new levels of lying is what I'm saying. New levels of deception that are just so off the charts, you know, is the word to use. And God help us. Well, listen, it was good talking to you, Joe. I appreciate your input. Very interesting talking to Joe there from Philly. Alex in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, Alex.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. This is a little off topic, but I just want to let you know I've been airing Truth Rising like crazy to prepare, try to get people awake for the coming day here in
so,
2 days.
In your parish on Access TV?
Oh, over in Weather, you know, in my town. I just found out that I wanted your opinion on this, if I should do this. They're having like a 9/11 dedication. I guess one of the people here in my town, their husband died on the World Trade Center, and I saw it's like a gymnasium. They're rededicating. I guess Joey Rell is going to be there. Senator Chris Dodd, Larson's going to be there. Put all his money into it, and I saw they have a beam on there and everything. I was wondering, is it a good event to go there? There's going to be 5,000 people there. It's open to the public.
Yes.
I just don't know if I should mention, hey, 9/11 is an inside job. Wear T-shirts and crash.
This is what you should do. The media try the control corporate Pentagon media. That's what they literally are, with all their fake brands of liberal, conservative, whatever. They give you different flavors of the Kool-Aid at the Jonestown massacre. What they do is they say the victims' families hate 9/11 truthers. They're angry. But then when you talk to 9/11 families, and I've had some of the biggest, in fact, I've had the biggest group on, their head, Bill Doyle, lost his son Joey. He said more than half of his members believe it's an inside job. He believes it's an inside job. 9/11 victims within 1 year stood around the White House in a ring, several thousand, holding hands saying, Bush did it, Bush knew. And so, again, another lie, another hoax that the families get mad, the families get angry. Now, that said, there is no better way to honor someone who was wrongfully murdered and whose murderers have not been brought to justice than to go to their memorial where you've got evil government and corporate chiefs using their courage, using their murder, using the person that died's image next to the memorial, next to a picture of them, to create emotion. And while the people are looking at the screen and having or are looking at the stage, they'll also be watching it on TV, looking at the screen, they will associate those senators, those business leaders, with the fallen and with the courage of the firefighters and police and emergency workers. And so it's a reflected glow. They bask in it when it's their system that committed the attacks. And that's what Hitler did when he firebombed his own Reichstag. So it's the same thing over and over again. So I would burn a bunch of copies of Terror Storm. I think Terror Storm Final Cut, second edition is what it is, but it's the final cut. It is the best 9/11 film out there. It covers the history of terror and then how they did it on 9/11 and Building 7 and the rest of it and the false start news reporting. And then I would go to Kinko's and I'd print up a flyer that just says, you know, defend the memory of the victims. Don't let their loss be used for a police state in wars. Our government staged terror attacks more than 200 times. It's not our government. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go watch Terror Storm on Google for free. Google Terror Storm. I mean, to make 500 copies of that, and to go and hand those out would just cost you, you know, $15, $10, whatever the printer cost at Kinko's or whatever. So that's the cheapest thing. If you have the money and friends, I'd have a backpack and hand them out, and I would just be nice. Hey, check it out. It deals with the attacks. It deals with the first responders. You know, it's for their memory, and I would be respectful and nice.
Well, yeah, of course.
I would have a bullhorn in your car, though. And if they get rude or pushy with you, you pull it out. But just be careful.
That was just one of some
advice. See, the system, it's a sacrament. You know, to the corrupt police and corrupt government, it's a sixth sacrament of their worship. They hold out whoever died and said, see, we're heroes. See, us abusing you is a good thing. We take care of you. It's a sixth sacrament. So they get upset by a slave coming to a public event that's to teach you to worship government. I mean, that's a temple of worship to government and evil. So they don't want you at the temple where they're murdering that person that was killed again and using their death again as a recreation of their supping, their Black Sabbath.
Now, also, if I could, the lady, she lives in my town, would it be better to maybe try to get a hold of her before all this happens?
No, they'll probably horn in on you. Oh, you mean the lady who lost her husband?
Yeah, because I guess she put in a lot of money into this gymnasium, too. And then I guess the Jody Rell and Larson and all them, they put a lot of money into
this.
No, I don't know why
they might flip out on you. It's your First Amendment right. It's open to the public. Just go and say, hey, information about those who were killed and bringing, you know, and if they ask you, say, I'm here to ask why Bin Laden hasn't been indicted for this, but he has for the USS Cole and the Tanzanian bombings, you know, and just say, interesting information. Oh, yeah. And they say, no solicitation. Say, it's not. It's my First Amendment. And then if it's some little petty bureaucrat on a, you know, he's totally bought into the lie. Their subconscious knows the truth, totally freaked out. So they burrow into the lie even more. And they're wanting to start a fight with you. And then you shove you or something. Come on, do something so we can kill you. And the cops are behind them. Do something so we can get you. We're just waiting. You know, just kind of go, oh, okay, thank you. And then go off somewhere else. But, I mean, you shouldn't have a problem. It'll probably go well for you. You'll probably run into folks that agree with you there.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. Jody's actually in the film clandestinely next to Arnold. I was like, whoa! I thought that was kind of funny. But
yeah, Truth Rising, where Schwarzenegger gets confronted. Thank you so much. Yeah, Truth Rising is such an amazing film, folks. You got to get it. I'm going to go to a call right now, and then we'll go over into the break with that caller. That was Alex Richard in Texas. You're on the air, Richard.
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
How's it going?
Good.
Back to the weapons that we have. There's a weapon called the Mayhem, MAHEM, which is an acronym for Magneto Hydrodynamic Explosive Munition, which is they put it in a plane basically, and it's this huge. I just typed in weapons.
That's the one that sucks the air out of your lungs.
I think so. Yeah, it was a huge description along with the description.
It's a fuel air bomb. Yeah. But see, that's not secret. You know, they're saying it's a secret super weapon.
Another thing, I sent a couple links to you on your MySpace of Russia building pyramids that they say the secret power of pyramids is to make people less harmful and less agitated, and they're building pyramids all over Russia. They've done scientific studies Also, they have a lot.
No, all these governments are into the occult. I have seen that. The government's building pyramids and having massive breeding programs. Stay there. We're going to keep talking right now. Behind the scenes at InfoWars.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAY Smile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
To get to this, Ron Paul is supposed to make some huge announcement tomorrow with Chuck Baldwin and the CIA guy, Bob Barr. Oh, please help us, but he's... doesn't matter. I tell you, next to McCain and Obama, though, Bob Barr would be better. let us not forget, he's a pretty sneaky creature and has been on the show many times and has been refusing to come on the last few months with his presidential run because we want to grill Bob Barr here. But some are saying that Ron Paul is going to be running VP with Bob Barr and that Baldwin's stepping down. I wouldn't look for that. I would look for the announcement that the Ron Paul revolution is throwing its weight behind Bob Barr and Chuck Baldwin, and that Ron Paul's going to ask the revolution to get behind them, and that Ron Paul will be part of the cabinet when they're elected. Now, I'm predicting that will be the big announcement tomorrow. I have no inside knowledge. I heard about this, something about this last week. They had some big announcement. I didn't even bother to call them because, frankly, we'll find out when it's announced. I don't have time for such things. I don't revel in knowing something others don't know because I want to know it to tell people. So what's the point of me knowing without other people knowing, you know? I'm sure they'd tell me. They told me lots of stuff. But the point is that we'll find out tomorrow. And we need a little blurb up on InfoWars or Prison Planet about, hey, big announcement tomorrow. Alex thinks it's going to be this, but it could be that Ron Paul's running for president or vice president. That's an important discussion, and we need a little blurblet, a little chirblet up on the site. Let's go ahead and take another call here. What's so many calls coming in? I can't keep track of all of these. Let's go ahead and talk to Misty in North Carolina. You're on the air. She just dropped off. Okay, Eddie in Cali. Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm good. I just wanted to talk to you about. I was in the Navy, and when I found out what was going on, I mean, I actually asked my captain if he could let me out, and he said, "Sure, you're a smart guy," and he actually signed me off the ship, honorable discharge. And it's the things that we have in the military. I mean, people don't believe it, but they have a lot of stuff for years and years that they don't make public. I mean, I was a master at arms, so I had high-level clearance, and I was actually able to see some of these things and know about them. And since Vietnam, they've had cameras that could pretty much tell what color your eyes are. And it's really amazing to me that no one would think that our military would be able to even find someone who's hiding in the cave with all the stuff they have.
You're saying tell what color their eyes are when, in the dark or through walls?
Well, I know that from high altitudes, but they've had those since...
Well, they admit they have live feed digital satellites, which the ground cameras track how you walk, and then that's uploaded, and then from above, with that and your shadow, they know it's you. And that may be one of the secret weapons they're using, but go ahead.
Absolutely, they've had it since Vietnam. My grandfather was on the flight crews in the Navy in Vietnam, and he actually did flyovers, reconnaissance. And,
the moral is, though, if the people know how to shoot straight and the people fight back, all those super weapons won't even help them. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another one here. Who's up next here? There's so many of these. And Jeremy in Arkansas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Good. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I have a question for you. I always thought it was strange that one of the 9/11 commission members was, at the time, she was a member of, she was the vice chairman of the Fannie Mae, Jamie Gorelick, I believe is her name.
Yeah.
I just wonder what you thought about that.
Well, I mean, it's just all a pack of crooks. Catherine Austin Fitch was one of the high-level people at HUD with Clinton, and she went public saying it was a huge money laundering scam 5-6 years ago. And you got to give credit where credit's due. Mike Rupert was right about all this. He said like 5 years ago that Freddie and Fannie were going to collapse and it was all a big scam and that they were selling junk and that it was all a big fraud. And he's right. You got to give credit where credit's due. So they were ahead of the curve on that.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you. You bet. I think Mike Rupert's an example of ego. I mean, we really built him up. Great guest, really smart guy. He got really popular, went to his head, and he went crazy. Started attacking me, everybody else. And it was just sad. I wasn't pleased. Like, oh, competition's down. Oh, great. No, I'm like, man, that was a talented, smart guy. Too bad he went bonkers, you know, or whatever he went off the reservation. He quit. Mike's a good guy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Former UFC Ultimate Fighting champion Tanner, dead at 37. He went on a desert expedition by himself, a cleansing, and died in the desert. See, that's hubris. I'm not saying the guy's a bad person. My point is, big, tough, smart guy. And it sounds interesting to me to go into the desert, but it was 114 during the day, 50 degrees at night. He died. He died. And it's the same thing with so many other people I know. As I get more power, and again, this is a tiny planet in the middle of the universe, the whole planet really is nothing. I see myself as like a little butterfly or a mouse or something. I'm not on, you know, I'm into the species, I'm into the universe, I'm into what we can build, our potential. But individually, I have never been that arrogant or on a power trip. I've always realized that I'm weak. I've always realized that I'm not that smart. I've always realized that I always underestimated myself. I don't want to talk about myself individually, but it's a journey we all have, so I can only talk about myself. I remember being in high school and kind of having the idea that people didn't like me. And then later I read my yearbooks when I was in Dallas. And it was like I was, and then I talked to people, you know, and I was like, well, you were like the most popular person in school. You know, it's like, and I was like the James Dean rebel, you know, beating, getting in fights and partying and being wild and everything else. And my point is that I don't have that big of an ego. And people say, well, it sure sounds like that when you're arrogant and aggressive and go up and bullhorn national television. And no, that's mission oriented. I mean, don't think that I won't get in your face. I'm not aggressive, but that's different. That's more of a survival instinct. But see, I wouldn't go into the desert by myself. Doesn't mean that I don't think I could maybe make it or that I'd be all right. It's just I know it's tempting fate. And I don't have that much confidence in myself. I don't even know why I'm going off on this jag. I've had so many people I've worked with and been around, people in the Patriot movement, not the great listeners, the best folks in the world, but people that come to this because they want power and they are ego. As soon as they get a little bit of an audience or a little bit of a website, they suddenly attack me, everybody else. They kind of go wild. And I see that in business. People have a little bit of early success, and then they just think they've got it. They think they're magic. Overconfident. You don't want to be overconfident, folks. And you don't want to be overconfident in this fight against the New World Order. I mean, that's why I tell you how bad it really is, so we can get people who are rationalizing or saying, oh, it'll be all right, or oh, it's not real, to really listen and go, no, this is serious, and this is dangerous, and you better pay attention. You know, you've been warned. This is at your own peril. I've digressed. I just see so many good old boys that are so arrogant, so full of themselves. Nobody can mess with them. They're the tough guy. They stick their chest out at people at bars and on the street, and you know, their wife or girlfriend's looking up at them, and they're just kind of this delusional fruitcake land. But then some cop pulls that guy over, and he pees in his pants. Or they get a letter from the IRS, and they have a heart attack. You know, it's moral courage is what we need, and courage on real issues and real missions, not just walking around like you see a lot of these men just like, and they're actually delusional. It's like a five-year-old imagining they're a space captain or Darth Vader. You know, see a five-year-old go, and they're acting tough and really getting into it. I see adults like that. I was like, if you really were a badass and you've been in a bunch of fights, you know how bad it is to get your butt kicked, and then on any given day you run into the wrong person, you'll end up in the hospital. If you were so tough, you wouldn't be walking around acting like that. The really tough guys are people that try to stay out of the way and don't want to be bothered by people and are very friendly. And again, that's an expression of the government, the police, the military, everybody else. They aren't connecting with reality, and they think they're bulletproof. And folks, none of us are bulletproof. Another thing is a million plus children are kidnapped every year. If I went over the crimes of the CPS, it would dwarf anything you could really imagine. It's hard for me to grasp it. 14 sports stadiums filled with 100,000 people apiece. That's how many children, according to the Department of Justice, are grabbed by Child Protective Services. 1.4 million. 14 of the biggest sports stadiums filled every year. No due process, no judge, no jury, no indictment, no claims. They find ignorant parents that are trusting in the government and going, well, we didn't do nothing. Yeah, we'll sign agreements that you can oversee us and that we've done some wrong. If that makes us, oh, you're taking my child. Well, what? I didn't know. Folks, your child gets bitten by a dog. Happened to all of us. I was bit by neighborhood dogs over and over again, probably 10 times growing up. Run up, bite you on the butt, bite you on the leg, sheepdog run up, you know, you bite you on the hand, you go ahead and kick it upside the head and it runs off. I mean, Paul, you ever been bit by a dog? How many times? Once, okay. One time I had this big fat chihuahua that my buddy had. and it was always growling at me, this house. And finally, I was wearing shorts one day over there. When I was like 14. It just bit a huge chunk out of the back of my leg. Little bastard. Anyways, the point is, that happens. CPS is going to take the kid. They're going to try. When you go in to have a baby and they ask the husband, oh, will you drop this form downstairs for me? They ask your wife, you got enough money at home? You doing well? You guys ever argue? Boom, your kids are gone. You need to know that this is a criminal prison grid. The schools, the school counselors, all of it. It's all meant to break your family up. The government believes a family's a disease. They've got over two-thirds of the foster children on psychotropic drugs. They say it's because they have bad genes. That's in Endgame. For the next 20 minutes, I want to bring, I'm even going to, I can't go into overdrive. I'm on some British radio, but I want to go to all these calls, everybody else that's holding. But the point is, this is real. It's happening, and go out there on your own peril. Billboards aren't going to tell you about the danger. Public service announcements in between the CIA announcing they're working with your local government. You know, that's not going to save you. Everybody's been learned to be gelded, to cower to government. You have pedophile rings that run the CPS on average. They were set up over 100 years ago as eugenics corps. I have all that in game. And that's who they are. They set up separate eugenics courts about 100 years ago in this country. They sterilized over 500,000 people, euthanized hundreds of thousands of newborn babies and children. You know, they'd murder babies in this country. They just take them and drown them or kill them right there. They take the poor woman's baby. Something's wrong with your baby. We're, you know, just, oh, baby died. Death warrant signed by the judge. You didn't know about that, Paul? Yeah, type in 35 states forced sterilization laws or U.S. forced sterilization laws. And then just kind of footnote it in there as they also like to kill the babies. Now, this same pack of scum has now metastasized. And the last three major directors of the CPS in Florida, or family services there, have been caught to be pedophile ring runners. What is it? Last time I checked, 5,000 plus kids are missing in Florida that the government took. Oh, you think I'm joking? Paul's looking at, do you know about the Texas Youth Commission, Paul? The big rape rooms and selling the kids? Okay, that's the Texas Rangers weren't allowed to stop them? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So that's the criminals we're talking about. Now, for speaking out against this, our guest was put in a mental institution for a little while. Greg Pound's a great guy. He and his Christian wife, no criminal record, homeschooling. They black-opped him. The lady that did it was found guilty of lying about him. State says, we don't care if it's not true. You don't get to see your children. And, Greg, I want you to give out your number, your website, for support. You haven't been on with us in about a year. I'm going to have you back on as this develops. But in a nutshell, tell people what happened to your children, where they are now, you know, how this, and then the latest thing here in the Soviet America.
Okay, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Pound.
Okay, listen, Alex, I want to thank you for your program, and I want to, can I just share something with you? Just, this is a verse out of the Bible. This is what it says. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And, you know, I just thank you for your program and speaking the truth. That's what we need is the truth. And sometimes with what I'm dealing with being separated from my wife for 2 years and not seeing my kids, sometimes it's hard for me to listen to your program.
That's right. Your wife had to escape, so they wanted the others. The child rapers wanted the other ones. Now, and I'm not kidding. The pedophile ring. In a nutshell, tell folks about what the pedophile rings did to you.
Well, what it is they came in, they're filing false police reports to steal people's kids. And the bottom line is we found out it was for federal grant money. It's the money that's coming in from the feds.
There's a bounty on them.
Exactly. There's a bounty on people's children, and it's just unbelievable how much money they're coming in. And we believe it's coming from the United Nations because our federal government is broke.
Now, that's under UNESCO. It's absolutely, there's been IMF and World Bank money on the bounty.
Okay. And so, I mean, so this is what we're dealing with. We haven't seen our kids now for 4 years. My wife's been hiding for 2.5 years with our little baby. And our last child that was born, and so I decided I'm going to run for sheriff. I mean, I'm not giving up my kids. I've tried. I'm trying everything. And so what it is, I'm actually running now for sheriff against the present sheriff who's filing these false police reports along with the state attorney, Bernie McCabe.
And you've already convicted one monster.
Yeah. It's what people need to realize, this is Pinellas County where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. This is the exact same county where these people got, I mean, these people think they're told, they think they're gods. When they can go ahead and kill people and steal people's little children, Bernie McCabe, you can read the
allegations. Well, why don't you briefly tell folks how this all started?
Well, it started with an accidental dog bite. Dog bites are the number one accidents among children, as you were talking earlier, and that's what happened. My daughter accidentally got bit. My wife called 911. A case manager comes out, this young girl with a steel rod in her tongue, hair shaved off her head, jet black, and she's out here confiscating people's kids. Now, she committed 96 third-degree felonies. She committed 26 degree felonies and filing false police reports, 70 counts of grand theft, and this is all related to money coming in from the federal government. And she didn't sit 4 days or 4 hours in jail.
But she was convicted of lying.
She was convicted. We've got the.
Where is this cur right now?
Megan Gallagher. I don't know where she went. She's disappeared. I mean, it took.
I just pray that God bring judgment upon her. Let's pray together right now.
Okay.
Go ahead. I want you to pray.
Father, we come in the name and through the blood of your Son, our Savior and our Redeemer. We ask that you'll bring judgment on these evil people, Father. We ask that you would, Father, bring, you said, we pray that you'd bring them to either repentance or bring them to death. Give them life or give them death, Father, but we ask that you will bring weight upon them that'll push them down to the place where they cry for mercy. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
And our listeners are all praying that right now. And I have absolute faith that she will pay today for what she's done. I know she's already paid in many ways, but she will pay further.
You know, Alex, once you see the judgment that's coming down on these people, the attorney...
I know. They're dying. They're dying in car wrecks. Their kids are all dying. I know. It's real.
It is. Our attorney got shot in the head. The girl who was working with the juvenile court judge who was doing all this, she was Stacey Plummer, you can go back and read about it. I mean, she was our attorney. I told her and the judge, I said, there's a guy that judges. And I said, and they ripped us off for our money. And she ended up getting shot in the head. And she's dead now. I used to see her I stand out in front of that courthouse every single day. I've been out there now for going on 4 years. And so what happens is now as I'm running for sheriff, I went to the Republican convention here for McCain. They were having a big party for him. And so I'm a Republican running as an independent for a sheriff in Pinellas County. And what happens is that I went to this party, and these guys came in like the RoboCops and undercover. I mean, this is at a Republican party, and the sheriff there made a move on me that was just totally insane. Drugged me out of a place where I'm sitting in a big ballroom with 600 other people.
Now, let's be clear. You're running against the sheriff. Now, all the time you hear about sheriffs killing other people running for sheriffs. I mean, this is America.
Right.
And so they even kill each other. So you're running against him. He has you grabbed. What happens next?
Well, the next thing is they dragged me out the back door of the Hilton. And they take all my stuff, everything I had on me, went through my papers, took everything I had, handcuffed me. Then they waited for a car, got me stuck in the car, and took me down to the 49th Street jail. Then I sat in there for a while. Then after that, they decided to send me off to the psych ward. And they wanted to release me, but I told them I'm not signing any release papers. I said, listen, I shouldn't even be here. If I sign a release form, that means that I'm saying I'm going to come and stand before a judge.
And which is the same thing that happened with your children. They just go, sign it and everything will be all right. And they
exactly.
go, oh, I've got your child now. It's just like in A Little Mermaid when she says, sign the contract. She signs it and the witch goes, ha, 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 yes.
Exactly.
Ah! I mean, this is a criminal government that lies and says it's the law your children have to take vaccines. And they line up at courthouses everywhere with drug dogs and guys in riot gear injecting thousands of children. And there's not even a law. I mean, see, the government is totally bankrupt and wicked. Go ahead.
Well, that's where it's at. I mean, they put me directly into a psych unit from the, and this is what they're doing.
Well, you're a crazy person. You
yeah.
want your children back.
Yeah. Can you
oh, my
that?
God. How dare you?
Yeah. Well, we're not giving up our kids. And
where are, how long have the kidnappers had your children?
4 years.
And
August 3rd was 4 years.
And do you know where they have your children?
No, I don't.
Now tell us, but these are human beings. So the psychopaths are listening. But some of them are just borderline psychopaths. So for the scum that's out there, talk about them. These are human beings they're abusing. Tell us the children's names.
Okay, Hannah, Isaiah, Joanna, and Susanna. My son, Isaiah, had no cavities when they took him. A year and a half after they had him, when he would smile, you'd see six big cavities in his teeth. It'd just make us cry. My wife was a dental assistant in an all-children's dental facility, and we would look at our kids and look what they've done to our children. We would just cry. We didn't know what else to do. We would cry like babies, and
I've been at these events with other parents. The CPS workers just sit there just like, they're just, they love the torture, don't they? They enjoy it.
It's demonic.
Oh.
The only way we can imagine, that's why we put together the website freeourkids.com, where we show how they take a 9-year-old boy and tortured this kid for 3 years. And he tells the story. If you get your listeners to watch freeourkids.com, and listen what this 9-year-old boy tells what they did to him. He gives the names of the people.
Hey, every day, and I'm not looking for it, I find out where new social workers or foster parents have kids locked in cages. That's standard. Feed them like one hot dog a day. They'll starve them to death.
He'll stand there and show you the pictures that we have of him, how skinny he was. It's just unbelievable.
They will pay. Let me tell you, that's why these people are rotten, unhappy scum. And let me tell you, God is going to cut you down. We don't have to do a thing. You may not believe in God, but we do. And let me tell you something, trash. You reap what you sow. Absolute filth. Stay there. I'm going to talk behind the scenes with our guest.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Here we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose. But wait.
If you break your finger, if your child falls off and breaks their finger in front of witnesses, doesn't even rich people, they're going after their kids now. And literally, they have these weirdo judges who they name the buildings after them while they're still in office. And they are coming straight on for our children. They are just attacking their own textbooks. Months ago, I said the textbooks say that the family's a disease. They want to eradicate it, the social worker textbooks. People didn't believe it. And there was like 20, 30 textbook links and articles that were posted on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. The doctors are spying. The nurses are spying. The whole system's predatory. They want your children. They get hundreds of thousands to adopt them. Local officials want them to for their sex rings. I mean, you're lucky. You're blessed if they kidnap your child and it just gets adopted. Most of the time, they're okay. If it goes to one of the officials, and you'll notice most of these officials in your towns, they all got adopted kids. You can't make this up. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left here with our guest, Greg Pound, and the website we've got up on the video screen for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, FreeOurKids.com. Listen, when you go to the hospital to have babies, they're there interrogating, and your wife doesn't know. If you say, well, yeah, we're having trouble with money, they're going to come. I mean, you got to realize the black ops are everywhere. Anything else you want to add here at the end?
Tried to appeal in court on the issue that we have a right to a trial by jury. And they said you can have a right to a trial by jury over a cat if you get a divorce. A divorced couple, we've got an article where this couple got a right to a trial by jury over a cat because it was worth over $20.
You get a trial by jury for a parking ticket.
But they won't give it to us for our 5 kids. I said, isn't that convenient? In the state of Florida, you don't have a right to a trial by jury for 5 kids, but you can get one over a cat?
And see, people don't know that. They don't know.
It's insane.
These were have you seen my film Endgame?
No, I haven't.
I need to send you a copy because we discovered, this is mainline history, it was set up for eugenics courts. They would sterilize your kids, and because juries wouldn't say that, they claimed it was a health department thing and just did it. That's where all this power comes from. That's why the nurses fill out the forms and the computer stuff when you're having babies at the hospital for the CPS on every family, because it goes back to that eugenics. But go ahead.
Well, there's got to be something we can do as an American people. Our rights don't come from the government. They come from God. We have a right to our kids. We have a right to our children, and the children have a right to their parents. And we want our children back. All I can do is ask your listeners to please pray and cry out that God will bring judgment on the state of Florida for the evil they're doing to people and their children.
Now, they terminated your rights a year into this. You haven't seen them in 3 years. The government child kidnappers, again, name the names of the children they kidnapped.
Hannah, Isaiah, Joanna, Susanna. My wife's been hiding with, we named our last baby Moses, the one that they're after now. My wife's been hiding for 2.5 years to keep the state from getting our
government. Well, you know, that's a good point. Governments, the Aztecs, the Babylonians, the others, the Egyptians would routinely go steal the children of their local slave groups. So it's the same policy.
Yep. So I just don't know. I mean, I wasn't here when the accident happened, and neither was my other 3 kids. And I mean, we haven't done anything. We don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. We love our country.
We know they target Christian families. They've said that. People can support you by going to the website, donating there, getting the word out about it. But by this evil that happened to you, you're a great testament to warn others. And so I know that, you know, this has been a great tribulation for you, but God bless you. We'll be praying for you and your wife. Give out your website again.
Okay. Alex, I want to thank you for your show, brother, and keep it up. FreeOurKids.com or FreeOurChildren.com. You can put kids or children, either one, it'll come up.
You know what? 20 minutes isn't enough. Let me set you up. Let me set you up later this week or next week for a full hour, okay?
All right. Thank you, Alex.
You better take care. There he goes. It's not a joke. It's not a game. The lawless criminal government is absolutely engaged in every crime imaginable. Retransmission with a bunch of powerful news and information. It was a really powerful show today. Starts at Infowars.com on the audio screens right now and the free podcast. For everybody else, God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.